How does the graph on the left differ from a bar graph?
You talking about this one?
No, that the middle one. Right?
This one?
Yeah.
The thing is that we don't have any spaces. Like, you see with a bar graph, there's spaces, and the histogram is no spaces.
It's the same set, random one, two sets, bar graph and histogram. There's no spaces.
Well, that doesn't really help anything. It's just all put together.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I think Abbott's question is, what's the value of making a histogram? Why shouldn't I just make a bar graph?
Yeah.
Histogram is the frequency. The histogram is basically just shows that the bars are together.
But what does frequency mean? Why do I care about frequency? Why don't I just write down the data?
Frequency is how many people like it. 1 people, 2 people, 3 people, 4 people, 5 people.
It's about people who like the...
Well, it's not the same with the bar graph, measuring how much people like...
Yes, that is true.
Or does a bar graph identify individual choices, like what each person wants? Does the frequency show what each person wants? Like, does the histogram show what Avid would want, for example? Or does it just say the different flavors? Would that be the case? So it doesn't tell you what your choice was, though. So could a difference be that the histogram doesn't tell you what each person wants, but it tells you what the popularity of each flavor could be?
Yeah, it tells you how much people like it.
But what does a bar graph tell you?
It's separate people. It says, it's like saying, take a result of saying, I've been hawk up so many stars, which flavor they like. This one's putting them two together with 20 people.
So which one would give you more specific data?
The histogram.
Are you sure? Which one would tell you what each person wants specifically? So would that not be more specific than knowing how many people want a specific flavor?
Probability, that would be more specific. I'll tell you the frequency.
Okay, so what if you had 800 million people that you collected data from? Would it be easier to create a bar graph with their data or a histogram? Why would you want to choose a histogram?
Because there's more people.
Okay.
Histogram is more people.